Jerry Bader Show 1006. Yes, I know that. I understand that the controversial part of the Pentagon providing this stuff to law enforcement is it's free. I do know that, and I said that. People are blinded by hatred in this topic. Anti-police sentiment right now is what I think at a dangerous high. And I realize that some in law enforcement have brought this upon themselves. But if suddenly you're going to believe that police are the enemy, that's what we've been fighting in the inner city for 20 years. And now this is going to go mainstream. Is everybody going to wear T-shirts that say don't help the cops? Not just in the inner city? Is that where we're at in America? And again, I'm not saying that the law enforcement community hasn't brought some of this upon themselves, but I think a general anti-government attitude right now is spilling over into the employees who most commonly interface with the public, law enforcement. Nobody knows what happened in Ferguson. You are willing now to say that police officers are guilty until proven innocent? I have no problem with the Pentagon providing for free, which I said it was, heavy-duty equipment. And I'm sure there are some things police departments could go out and buy, but there are probably other things that are more military-based. I don't care. Police have the right, in my opinion, to use whatever equipment they deem necessary to protect themselves. Does that mean they should have nuclear weapons? Well, don't be an idiot. Bill from Freedom. Bill, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I got some mixed feelings on that naming of the officer, and I'm strongly against it for the simple reason that if my name was Darren Wilson and I lived in that area, I would be fearing for my life, or if it was even D. Wilson.
I think you could come up with a lot of good reasons why it's a bad idea, but how do you get around the fact that he is a publicly funded employee? How do you give him that protection?
Yeah, I don't know. There's got to be a better way because, you know, it's happened before where they've named names and somebody that has nothing to do with the situation got either beat up or, you know, their house busted into or whatever. There's got to be a better way.
Well, that I just don't know what it is, though. I mean, I just don't know what it would be. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Robert on the road. Robert, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry, was considering, you know, the arming of our police officers with free military stuff. Mm-hmm. The vehicles I see, yes, the you know, the radio communications that they can have, yes, I can see that. The problem with, and I am a rabid Second Amendment supporter, is the fact that assault rifles or tactical rifles, whatever you want to call them, are like nuclear weapons. And the reason why I say that is because you either have to use them or they're worthless. Okay, if you've got 100 police officers standing there with AR-15s, M-16s, whatever particular, you know, brand you want to use, and they don't have the will to use them, they're completely useless then. So, you know, some of the stuff that they're getting is, you know, like the recovery vehicles that they use for moving into a situation where there's an active shooter. I'm all for that. But the problem with arming them with those type of, in a riot situation, is that you either have to have the will to use them or they're useless. I can remember, I'm old enough, I remember Kent State. I remember what the Chicago police did in the 1968 Democratic National Convention. They had the will to put down civil unrest. But, I mean, there was literally tearing the nation apart at that particular time. So there is, you know, maybe in that situation, if they're getting vehicles and communication gears for free, they could go with shotguns with rubber bullets rather than the M-16s. They could use more water cannons.
Okay, but see here.
Like
okay, but you've just made a big jump here, because what I was going to say is deadly force is deadly force. Is there anything more offensive about an officer using an M16 versus using a Glock 45 handgun?
No, it's just it's
the optics.
Perception. It's the perception. Yep. I used to be a police officer, and that was the big perception. Tactical rifle and a tactical shotguns are offensive weapons versus in the public's eyes versus a handgun is a defensive weapon in the public's eyes. That's what they used to teach us.
Okay, I think you're right about that. But then my counter argument to that is this. Can't there ever be a situation explosive and unstable enough where police officers on the street need offensive weapons?
Oh, I'm absolutely agree with that. The problem is that in the situation that I've seen on TV is they have ignorant citizens that are of all ages. The worst part about it is that they have lots of young people that are protesting, and they're not right. Okay, I don't care if they're white, black, yellow. When you have young people in there, they're picking up rocks and bottles and sticks and stones. What I'm saying is that, yeah, you can really put down a riot really, really quick with an M16. It might not be the best tool to use on the front line. You have your support staff your oversight people in the back that will protect them, but more traditional riot gear should have been used in the forefront, but there was a lot of frontline officers there with M16s, which if the situation calls for, yes, deploy them as fast and as hard as you need to. But the unfortunate problem is that with a shotgun, you can put beanbag rounds in it and you can put rubber bullets in it. The unfortunate part about it is a .223 is rather permanent.
I appreciate the call. What it comes down, I think you're saying what others are saying, Robert, thanks for the call, is that it's optics. That here's the way that I would portray this. We have citizens creating a war zone in a suburb, but then we don't want our law enforcement to look like they're in a war. That's what we have. Ernie from Sheboygan. Ernie, go ahead.
If you'd like to make a call, please.
Ernie sounds an awful lot like a telephone recording. All right, given that then, and we've been on this a long time, and we don't have anyone in the queue right now, so I'm going to move on to other things in the next 5 minutes. I want to double back on something that we touched on briefly. Have an update on something that we told you about yesterday concerning Governor Scott Walker and something new about Governor Scott Walker. And we eventually have to get to Barack and Hillary. We'll pack in as much as... Oh, and Woodstock. Whatever happens, I must talk about Woodstock. And there's a reason. I'm not just reminiscing here. I was only eight. But there's an important observation about Woodstock on the 45th anniversary. It's 10:15.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.